ठीक है तो आप भी नहीं हैं।
ओह
वही हम लोग सोच रहे थे कि स्प्रिंग ब्रेक
है। तो यू वांट वन वीक हॉलिडे और टू वीक हॉलिडे? वन वीक, वन वीक, ओके ठीक है।
फिर समर का भी सोच के रखना, क्या करना
समर का कर
देखेंगे, करेंगे, सोचेंगे बाद में। ओ
सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवः। समस्तजनकल्याणे तं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
सो वी आर सीइंग सनक सनंदन सनातन एंड सनत कुमार। दीज फोर कुमारा दे हैव रीच्ड बैकुंठ। दे क्रॉस सिक्स गेट्स। Their mind was absorbed in lot, so they did not see any decoration or any person standing there. So when they reached on the seventh gate, at that time two persons, Jay and Vijay, they stopped them with a stick, vetrina, with a stick. Stop, where are you going? Jay Vijay represents whether you have controlled your mind and senses or not. That is the meaning of Jai and Vijay. You have controlled, you have got victory over your mind and senses, then only you can enter into that Atman. Or you can see, a bhakta can see Mahavishnu. So there we are stopped. So how old were they? Vridhan dasa ardha vayaso. The age of this Kumaraj is only 5 years. They were naked. And when they saw that, they became angry. They are childlike. Child is, if it is obstructed by for anything, he will get angry. But they were not angry with any material thing. A child or ignorant will be angry for a material thing, but these Kumaras were angry because it was an obstruction in the spirituality. They were going to see Lord. And this Dwarpal had obstructed. Then these Munis, they say, they said that your Sabhav is Bisama. See, why these Kumara are going to curse? We have to know this thing. You can reach there in Vaikunth only when you have got the qualities of a bhakta. Qualities of a bhakta, if you have got that, then you have got the entry. And all are Chaturbhuj. Jai Vijay are also Chaturbhuj. All the residents of that Vishnu Lok are all Chaturbhuj. Wearing the same dress, same thing, everything. and their behavior toward other bhakta should be also like same. Same means what? Sam. When you realize the truth, then you start seeing the truth everywhere. Jai Vijay are also devotee. They are resident of Vaikuntha. They have all quality, and these qualities Lord loves. That also they know. But they are obstructing these four Kumaras in presence of other gods there, other resident of that Vaikuntha. Others are present. They are seeing. They are seeing this. So Kumaras, the Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar, they are saying your swabhav is not correct. You are not fit for this lok. Why? Because you are thinking we are different from you. Your swabhav is visam. You are not fit for this place. So therefore, they are now saying, Tad vam amusya paramasya vikunta vartu. Verse number 34, we are in Canto 3, chapter number 15. Tad vam amusya, therefore, vam means the two of you, Jay and Vijay. Amusya paramasya vikunta vartu. You are the attendants of Mahavishnu in Vaikuntha Loka. Kartum prakashtam iha, this offense. This offense which you have done, only one offense. They have stopped a devotee to enter and see Narayan. Only this much he has done. A devotee has obstructed another devotee. Only this much. And what will be the result of that? He says, Kartum prakashtamaiha dhimahi mandi dhiyam. In dhimahi, we consider your manda buddhi. Your intelligence is now manda. You are not fit for here. Therefore, kartu prakashta, we are going to bestow punishment to you. What is that punishment? Lokan ita. Ita means from this world. From this Vaikuntha loka. Lokan, you go to the lower world. From Vaikuntha, from the higher world, you go to lower world. Brajatam antarbhava drishtya. Antarbhava drishtya, because your vision, you are seeing antarbhava, you are seeing duality. You have to see only oneness everywhere. When we get realization, what happens? Many times I have said, there are only five things in the world. Asti Bhati Priya, that means Sachidananda, and Nam Rupa. A ignorant sees only Nam Rupa, he is not able to see Sachidananda. But a realized person will see Sachidananda first, Nam Rupa is second. For Ajnani, Nam Rupa is first, Sachidananda is second. When we interact with the world, what we see? We see the difference, we see the duality only. But a Jnani will see only Sachidananda first, Nam Rupa will come there. In Vyavahar, Nam Rupa is required. So therefore it says, Ito Brajanti Antan Bhava Drishtya. So where this duality is there? The lower world. In the lower world there is duality. We are seeing duality. Antarbhava. Since you are not considering me as one with the Lord, Jai Vijay could not see that Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar are also Brahman Jnani. You are seeing Bheda, you are seeing duality, therefore you are stopping me. Therefore, now you go to the lower world. Who is saying? Those Kumaras. Who are these Kumaras? Jnani people. For Jnani people, whatever they utter, the nature has to do it. And you will find Lord Vishnu will also not interfere. Why? Jnani. Lokanito brajanta antarbhava drishtya. And what is the quality of this loka? The lower loka? it is says papiyasya traya ime ripavo asya yatra ripu. There are three ripus, three enemies are there, papiyasya. What is this ripu? Ripu are here kama, krodh, lobh. These are the ripu here in this world. You see, going to the lower world means what? Going to lower world means that two things will be always there. There will be ichha and dvesh. Going to lower world means what? There will be ichha and dvesh. Why there will be ichha and dvesh? Because you don't know your own true nature. When Jai Vijay will come to this loka, they will forget Lord. Forgetting Lord means what? They become a jnani. They are jnani now. Falling from Vaikuntha to this loka means they will forget Lord like we all have forgotten. This is the speciality of this loka. We have forgotten. And what will have specific quality? Ichha and dvesh. There will be ichha and dvesh will be there. Ichha means desire. Desire for what? Desire for happiness will be there. And for that, we will go into the world to fulfill our desire, ichha. And the things which you don't like, we hate them. So ichha, dvesh, likes, dislikes, you will continue. And according to likes and dislikes, you will be in the cycle of birth and death continuously. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, ichha dvesha samuttena dvanda mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. Oh, Bharat, by the delusion of the dvanda arising from ichha and dvesha, desire and aversion, all beings are subject to illusion at the time of birth. This will be always there. And this likes and dislikes will be continue. Birth after birth, it will continue. Unless you do karma yoga and come out of it. It will continue. Another thing, trividam narkasyedam dvaram nasanatmanah kama krodha tatha lobha tasmat etam trayam tajit. Trividam, there are three doors for going to hell. Three doors. What are those? Kama, krodha, lobha. What is kama? Desire again. Desire for what? Happiness. And we think the happiness is outside. And when there is any obstruction in acquiring anything, what happens? Krodh will come. And if your desire is fulfilled, what will come? Lobh will come. So krodh, lobh, krodh, lobh, krodh, lobh come and we are fulfilling. We are doing this thing. Abhidya, kam, karma. What is the technical word for that? Avidya, kama, karma. Continuously we are in this parampara. What parampara? Anarthakari parampara. It is a parampara. It's continuously going on. Avidya, not knowing our true nature. Because not knowing our true nature, there is a kama, there is a desire comes. Then, according to desire, we act. We don't know how to act. Therefore, we create more vasanas. And we are in this cycle. Therefore, avidya, kam, karma, anarthkari, parampara continues. See, what we have to see here, one wrong action. We don't think it is a very major action. Jai Vijay have just stopped them. Only this much have they have done. And the result is going to be there that they will be born as a asur. They will be born as a asur, Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashyapu, and then Ravan and Ravan and Kumbhakaran, and then Dantabhakra and Sisupa. Sisupal. So three times they have to take a birth for one wrong action. This we have to understand. So we should be very, very cautious about our action. We don't know what is going to happen. And this action such a small action is going to give them such a huge punishment. How much we have done, we don't know. How much sinful act we have done in our life.
तेषाम् इतीरितं मुभौ अवधार्य घोरं तं ब्रह्मदण्डम् अनिवारणमस्त्रपूगैः सद्यो हरेरनुचरौरुविभ्यतस्तत पादग्रहो अवततामतिकातरेण
तेषां तेषां मीन्स् द फोर् कुमाराज कुमाराज इति इति मीन्स् दस् ईरितम् ईरितं द कुमारा अटर्ड What did they utter? You have to go to lower loka. Which loka? Where there is duality. Why duality? Because you are seeing difference in between you and me. Therefore, you go there. You are fit for that loka. Iritam ubhau avadharya. Ubhau, both of them, Jay and Vijay. Avadharya, understanding that. Tam brahmadandam. Brahmadandam is brahmasa, curse. Now, those who revel in Brahman, they are Brahman. Who is Brahman? One who is born in Brahman family is Brahman. What about Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar? They are coming from Brahma. Brahma, who is knower of? It's not from the family. Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar are not born from any mother. They are Manas Putra, mind born only. But they are realized. Since they are realized, they revel in Brahman, therefore they are Brahman. Therefore, they have Brahmadanda Anivaranam. Anivaranam, that cannot be counted. Nobody has right to cancel it. Infallible. We have seen in the case of Parikshit also. A Brahman Putra, a young son of the sage, had cursed Parikshit. Within 7 days, you will be bitten by Tatsak. Nivaranam. Astra Pugai. By any weapon, you cannot remove it. These four Kumaras at the age of five, looking like five, but they are the, you can say, the oldest people in the creation. Why are they oldest? They are the firstborn. Therefore, the oldest people there. So this curse cannot be removed by anything. Anivaranam. And it cannot be removed by any astra, by any weapon. Sadyo. When they realize this, Jai Vijay realize. Immediately realize that they have done something wrong. What is that? Sadyo at once. Hare anucharau. Uru vibhasta tataha. So at once what they did, they, anucharo means the bhakta of Hari. Bhakta of Hari. Who are the bhakta of Hari? These four kumaras. What they did? Immediately vibhatya tataha, they become frightened, fearful. Dar lag gaya unko, that we have done something wrong. Tat pad griho. Grasping their feet. They fell down on the feet of four Kumaras. Jai Vijay fell down at the feet of four Kumaras and grasped him. Pakad liya paon ko. Graho apatat fell down atikatarena with the great anxiety they fell down. So there are many kinds of offenses, but the greatest offense is to offend a devotee of the Lord, because Jai Vijay were bhakti, they knew that they have done something blunder. इसका फल तो मिलेगा ही. Why? Jai Vijay knew Lord will not listen to them. They will listen to Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanatana. Number two, he will not interfere with the curse. Although we are resident, we are devotee of the Lord, since we have done something wrong, he is not going to interfere. He will not interfere. And third, he will keep the words of the Brahman. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Kumar, word he will keep. This Jai Vijay immediately realized. So what they did? Immediately fell down at the feet of four Kumaras.
Bhuyadaghoni Bhagavad Virakari Dandaha Yo no Hareta Surahelanam Apyasesham Mavo Nutapa Kalaya Bhagavat Smritiknaha Moho Bhave Dihatuno Brajatora Dhodaha.
Now Jai Vijay is saying to whom? Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar. They are requesting him. Bhuyat Aghoni Bhagavata Akari Danda. Whatever, let it be, whatever danda punishment you have given, let it be there. It is befitting. We have done something wrong and we deserve that punishment. Let it be there. Yo, that which now us, Harit, it destroyed, Sura Helanam, we have disobeyed Hari, Lord. Lord has given us instruction that here you should have the Sambhava and all that, and we have disobeyed him. Asesam unlimited. Ma wo anutapaha kulaya bhagavat smriti gno moho bhavet yam tuno brajato adho adha. But we seek a little bit sympathy, anutap. Thoda sa humko jo hai, please help us. What? Bhagavat smriti gno, our memory of Lord should not get destroyed. Our memory of the Lord, we are ready to go to lower loka. But our memory of Lord should be there. Earlier we have seen if you come to the material world, it is our own experience that we forget Lord. Jai Vijay also knows this thing. We go to the material world, what will happen? There will be Ichha and Dvesh. And people forget Lord. Is it not so? How many people are there in Chicago? How many are coming for Bhagavatam? Forgotten. It's not their fault. It is like that. This world is like that. You will forget Lord. So, but they are saying, Bhagavat smigno, our memory of the Lord should not be destroyed. Only this much you keep. Even we are born here as a demon, we should remember that. But you will find they will not be able to remember. Hiranaksha, Hiranyakasipu, they could not remember. They could not recognize Varaha avatar. Hiranyakasipu could not recognize Narsingha avatar. Ravan and Kumbhakaran could not recognize Ram. Sisupal and Vakra could not recognize Lord Krishna. They forgot. Bhagavat Manido, Moho Bhavet. Moho means illusion. Bhavet iha. Bhavet here, there will be this moho to now brajato adho adha. We are ready to go to the lower world. Acha, we have to see what is said in Bhagavad Gita. That Andan said, what you have done is only to inflict a deserving punishment on the sinners. We have nothing to say against the inflicting it, as it will destroy our sin of disobeying the Lord's command. Whatever punishment we are giving is good. We are ready to accept it. So this will remove our sin. Paap khatam ho jayega. Let me experience it. We are doomed to fall from present state to the lower loka. Please grant that we may not be, by virtue of your sympathy and goodwill toward us, be deprived of our mind's capacity to remember him always. Our mind should be such that we should remember him. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said, in chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Ahankaram balam darpam kamam krodham cha sansritaha mam atma paradehesu pradvishanto abhisuyaka. Ahankar, when if ahankar comes. Now, Jai Vijay has got ahankar. Only one problem, ahankar has come. What is this ahankar? I have got the right to stop people. Ahankar. Balam darpam kamam krodham sansita mam atma paradehisu, in me, in their own body and others, pradishantu, they detest, they hate others, Abhyasuyaka, they are malicious people, they criticize other. So such people, what Lord does to such people? Those who have got ahankar, balam, darpam, pride, kamam, lust, krodha, anger. Tan aham dvishata, tan aham, to them, dvishata, those who hate, those haters, kruan sansaresu naradaman. Kruan, they are the cruel people. And sansaresu, in this sansar, naradaman. Naradaman, the lowest among men. Lowest among the worst among the men. Chipami, I throw. Where? Ajasram. Ajasram forever. Not for one, two times, three times. These people knew that there will be only three words. But for us, Ajasram forever. This is chapter 16, 18, 19, and 20. Chipami Ajasram Asubhan. Asubhan Asurusu Eva. Asubhan means the evildoers. Evildoers. Where they are thrown? In demons, Yonisu, in the womb of demons. Asuri Lok. What is Asuri Lok? What is the definition of Asura?
Devas are not of good qualities. No,
tamas. And then Rakshasa is somebody who hurts
somebody. Asu means prana. Prana represents all sense objects. Those who revel in sense objects are all? So by that definition, we are all Asura.
All Asur.
We all are Asur. We all rebel in sense objects. So Asur, what they do? They rebel in sense objects. They rebel in the sense objects. Rakshas is for their own, for fulfilling their own desire, they are ready to harm others, hurt others. Asurim yonim apanna. What will happen when you go to the Asuri Loka? Asuri Loka, this world. This is Asur Loka. Asurim yonim apanna, when you get there, mudha janmani janmani. Those fools, those deluded people, they stay there janmani, after birth, they stay here only. In the material world. Mam aprapeva kaunteya, they don't get me. If you get Lord, what will happen? Mam upeta punarjanma na vidyate. Lord says, if you get me, then no punarjanma. Since they don't get me, mam aprapeva kaunteya, tato yantim adhamam gatim, and they go to lower loka adhamam gatim. So same thing is said here. And same thing is said in Bhagavad Gita also. So once we come to this material world and if we forget Lord, we will be in the cycle of birth and death. In lower types of life, forgetfulness of the Lord is very prominent. That is our own experience. We all have forgotten Lord. It is a normal thing here. But in Vaikuntha Loka, 24 hours they are remembering Lord. Because Lord is there. Everybody is Chaturbhuj. So that reminds you about the Vishnu. So in Vaikuntha, every moment they are remembering Lord. Here, each moment we forget only. We don't remember Lord. This is the difference between Vaikuntha and this loka.
एवं तदैव भगवान अरविंद नावः स्वानां विबुद्ध सदतिक्रममार्यरिद्यः तस्मिन्नयो परमहंस महामुनीनां अन्वेषणीय चरणौ चलयन् सहस्री.
Now verse number 37 to 45 is the description of Mahavishnu form. Mahavishnu, how he looks, what is his appearance, that is coming here. Evam, thus, tadeiva, at that moment. Bhagavan Arvinda Nabha. Bhagavan, Lord. Who is that Arvinda Nabha? Nabha means Nabhi, navel. Whose navel is seat of lotus. Arvinda means lotus. We have got a Padmanabha. So, lotus coming out from the Nabhi, from the navel of Vishnu. Swanam, Swanam with his own servants and attendant. Now, Padmanabham or Arvindanabh, Vibuddha, he learned. What he learned? Sad Atikrama Arya Hridaya. How is Bhagavan Arya Hridaya? Arya Hridaya always reveling in right. Bhagavan always revels in righteousness, always. But he came to know Sat Atikram. Sat Atikram means the sages had been insulted. He came to know. How he came to know? He is seated in everybody. He knows what is happening. He is Antaryami. Satikram. Tasmin there, Yayo, he went. He was inside. Yayo went. Paramhansa Mahamuninam Anavesaniya Charnau. He walked with his feet. He came out from his chamber. He came to the place where this incident has happened. By how? By his feet. How is the feet? Paramhansa Mahamuninam Anavesaniya. These feet are sought by Paramhansa Mahamuni. Paramhansa Mahamuni, they seek this feet. Now they are able to see the sweet. Chalayan Sahasri. Chalayan, he came walking. With whom? Sahasri. Sri means Lakshmi. He came with Lakshmi ji. Lakshmi ji came. Why Lakshmi ji came? She wanted to see. Kya hota hai? Why was she interested? Because she was also once obstructed by Jai Vijay. She went out shopping something, Narayan, Lord Vishnu was sleeping, then this Jai Vijay said, Lord is resting, you can't go in. So when she entered and told Bhagwan Vishnu, they obstructed me. Throw them out. Bhagwan said, I can't do that. People will criticize me. Ye apni bibi ki baat sunta hai. So he didn't do anything. He said, wait for some time. They will do the same thing to Brahman. You see, he already sankalp has come into his mind, and that is why it is happening. He knew that these people will going to insult a Brahman. And at that time, Brahman will give a srap. And when the srap is given, I will say, yes, whatever they said is okay. Mera kaam ho jayega. Brahman srap. And Brahman Srap was given by this Kumaraj. Four Kumaraj, they have given already Srap. So Abhiman has come to Jaya and Vijay. Therefore, Lord wants that they should be also punished. And he will keep the promise of Bhakta. What is the promise of Bhakta? Na me Bhakta pranashyati. My Bhakta will never perish. So it is applicable to both Jai Vijay and Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar. Whatever they have said, I have to protect them. They have come to meet me. They were obstructed. So I have come out and they are seeing me. Number two, Jai Vijay, they are also my Bhakta. Name Bhakta Pranishyati, they will take birth three times because of the curse. But I will go and liberate them three times. For three janma, Lord has to take four incarnations. Varaha avatar, Narasimha avatar, Ram avatar, Krishna avatar. See? And what was the crime? They just stopped. Stop. This much. See, one wrong action, how much punishment it can give you, just think this way. Achha, the very moment Lord, whose navel is the seat of lotus and who delight of the righteousness, learnt about the insult offered by the two servants to the saints Sanat Kumar and brothers, and went to spot where sages were held up on those very feet which were sought after by Paramahansa Mahamuni. He was accompanied by Sri Lakshmi.
Dantavakra.
So Jai Vijay always came in a true way, right? So Varaha and Narasimha avatar is two different of that. You have to take because they were
separate. Yeah, different times, yeah.
Different times.
So Varaha avatar was that because they have become asur. Now the asur, they were the prithvi was, the earth was merged in the water. And Asur wanted that, I want to keep this whole thing. You cannot take it out. Lord took the avatar, Vara avatar, to find out the earth and put it again on the place. And at that time, Hiranyaksha, he obstructed. So he was killed there. So thereafter, Hiranyakasapu's story will come later. He wanted that everybody should worship him as Ishwar. He is God. And his own son, Prahlad, he didn't listen to that. He said, no, I will not worship you. I will worship Narayan. So Asur always says, Aham Ishwar. I am Ishwar. And people love this lordship, rulership. If you have got money, everybody worship you. Lordship is there.
Tam tvagatam pratihitopayikam swapumbhihi te achakshataksha vishayam swasamadhi bhagyam hamsasriyor vajanayo shivavayu lolata shubhratapatra shashikesara shikarambum.
Now the description how he came out. Tam him tu agatam, but agatam when coming, pratihitau, forward carried by opaikam, paraphernalia. It's not that he came out and there was nobody with him. The attendants were there. Swapumbibi, his own attendants were there. Who were their attendants? Te akshavishayam, te kumaras. Four kumaras are now first time seeing Lord. Achakshat, they saw. What? Akshavishayam. A thing, a tattva which is never becomes an object for perception, now that Mahavishnu has become an object for them. And how you can see? Swasamadhi bhagyam. It can be seen only in the samadhi. Now with the open eye they are seeing Mahavishnu. How was that? Hansa Sriyo Vajanayo. Vajanayo? Vajanayo means chamar. You know what is chamar? How is that Hansa Sriyo? We bought one from ISKCON, the small one. But this is big size, Hans. It looks like as if a white swan is there. So Vajana were the two. Vajanakam means one. Then here it is said, Vajanayo. There were two. And Sivavayu means a favorable wind. It was giving when you move it, there will be a little bit of breeze, we move like that, na? Sivvayu. Lolat, it was moving. And Subhra Atapatra means white umbrella. So Bhagwan aate hai, there should be white umbrella. Therefore, we make a chhatram of not gold, silver, white. Chhatram. Chatram Atapatra. And how is that Sasi Kesar Sikar Ambum? Sikar Ambum, Sasi Moon. Kesar means pearl. And in the umbrella, there were strings with the pearl were hanging. As if the Sasi, the moonlight, the nectar is falling from them. Like when you are going with the umbrella on and it is raining, what happens? All the drops are coming from those spikes. Similarly, it is described here as if the nectar of the moon is dropping. So if you want to make a chhatram for our Radha Krishna ji here, then what we have to do? We have to make umbrella tank. And then we have to make a drop with the pearls. So this will be description as given in Bhagavatam. So Akshabhisham, Supreme Lord can't be seen by eyes, but now it is Lord is being seen by Kumaraj. Normally he is not seen, but he is being seen now. Samadhi Bhagyam, only the fortunate meditator can see in Samadhi. So if you want to meet, what we have to do? We have to do Samadhi. How can you do Samadhi?
Mind has to be purified.
How you have to purify mind? Step number first.
Karma Yoga.
You have to do the Karma Yoga. When the mind is purified, after that you have to do Shravan. He will tell. He will tell.
Krishna prasada sumukham spriyaniya dhama snehavaloka kalaya hridisam sprishantam shyame prithavurasi shobhitaya shriyasvah chudamanim sugayantam vivatmadhishnam.
Krishna prasada, blessing everyone. When he came, he was blessing everyone. Sumukham, auspicious face. Description of Mahavishnu is going on. Spraniya dhama is the desirable shelter. Dham, everybody wants that dham, that abode we all want. Sneha avaloka, seeing with the sneha, with the lover. And by expense, kalya, expansion. Hidi sansprasantam, touching the heart of all. Hidi sansprasantam, is touching the heart of each and every being present there. And Shyama, what was his color? Shyam color. Huh? Shyam color. Prithau Urasi. Prithau Urasi? Urasi means the chest. Prithau? Broad chest. Sobhatiya Sriyaswa. And Sobhatiya decorated with Sriya. Srivas is there. Swa Swarga. Chudamanim. Chudamanim is the summit. Subhagayantam, Subhagan, spreading good fortune. So when Lord comes, the good fortune will automatically come. Iva Atma Dhisnaya, like Atma, the God. So when he came, the beauty of that abode also increased. When Lord came, the beauty of Swarga, of Vaikuntha, also increased. His appearance pleased all sages and the attendants. So many people were there. When he was there, attendant Jayapal, Jayavijay was there, his own attendant doing the chamar and chhatram, plus four Kumaras were there, and other public means resident of Vaikunth were there, because they have also come to see what has happened outside. Seemed to center Azam. All auspicious qualities and excellences seem to be centered in him. His affectionate glance touched the hearts of all, with Sri Lakshmi shining on his broad chest, bluish in complexion. He enhanced the beauty, as it were, of his own abode, Vaikuntha, the crest jewel of all heavenly world. So Vaikuntha is also... Where is this Vaikuntha? There are 7 lokas. Om, 14 lokas. Upper are 7. Bhu.
Swaha. We are in these 3.
Bhu. We are now in Bhu.
Yeah.
Bhu. Then interspace. Bhu. Swarga. Bhu, Bhu, Swaha. Then Maha, Jana, Tapa, Satyam. Satya is Brahmalok. Satya is Brahmalok. That is Vaikuntha. That is Saket. For Vishnu Bhakta, it is the same place, is called Vaikuntha. Saket, Golok, everything same look. For Ram Bhakta, it is Sakit. Sivaloka also same. What we call as Satyaloka, for different devotees of different deities, the same thing. Same thing. Krishna Prasad Sumukham, when the Lord came, he was pleased with everyone. The Lord knew that the Dwarpal committed offense against other Bhakta. They are also pure Bhakta. The Lord was not offended because he never expects any offense of any pure Bhakta. We have seen many times. Atma is never affected by the actions of body, mind and intellect. Is Atma affected? What is the classic example? By seeing red rose, my eyes don't become red. Hota hai? Nahi hota hai. So what is seen? Red rose is seen. Who is the seer? Can we infer that by seeing, the seer is not affected? We can infer this, na? If by seeing red rose, if the eyes don't become red, can we infer by seeing an object, the seer is not affected? Now go further inside. If my eyes are not seeing clearly, who is the seer of eyes? Mind. Mind is the seer of eyes. That it has got cataract. Does that mean that my mind also become dull? No, it doesn't mean. So the seer of eyes don't get affected by seen. Seen is eyes. The first one, seeing the red rose, my eyes don't become red. So now we can certainly say that the objects don't affect subject. Who is the seer of mind? Instead of intellect, let us go straight to Atman or the Sakshi. So will it be affected? No. So similarly, Lord was not affected. What has happened at the gate of Vaikuntha? When he came out, he is not affected. Committing offense against another bhakta is a serious thing. Spraniya dham indicates the Lord is reservoir of all pleasure because he has transcendental qualities. The Lord is merciful, gives shelter to all. Gives shelter to all. Next. What he was wearing, now it is coming here.
Pitaṃ sukhe prithunitam mini viṣpurantya kañcāli bhīr virutaya vanamālaya ca valgu prakoṣṭha valayam vinatāsutāṃse vinyasta hastam mitarena dunānam abjam.
Pitaṃ sukhe, covered with the yellow cloth. You say na pitāmbar. So Lord Vishnu, Mahavishnu was also wearing that yellow cloth. And Prithunitambini means his large hips, description of his body. Vispurantaya, shining brilliantly. The cloth was shining brilliantly. Kanja means it was a girdle, a sort of belt was there, kanja. Waistband. Alibhi virutaya, alibhi bees. Virutaya, humming. Bees were humming. Why bees were humming? Banmalayacha. Because he was wearing a garland of banmala. So it was scented thing. And the bees were humming there. It's very irritating, if you wear such a thing. But the bees were attracted to that mala only. They were not stinking, Lord. So whenever you will find Banamala in Bhagavatam, you will find always there is a description of bees and bees are humming. As if bees are singing the glory of Lord. Bees humming. Valgu prakosht balayam, and valgu lovely. Prakoshta Valyam, bracelet, wrist bracelet. Binita Sutta, Binita Sutta. Sutta means son of Binita. Son of Binita? Garuda. Binita Sutta. Sutta means son. Son of Binita. Son of Binita means Garuda.
Garuda.
Anse. Anse means shoulder. So one hand was on the shoulder of his vehicle. Like sometimes when we come and park our car, we stand and put one hand on our car and then we talk with somebody. Similarly, Lord was putting one hand on that Garuda. Binatasute anse binasta. Binasta means rested. Hasta itarena. One hand was there. Itar, other hand. He said, dhunan ambajah. Dhunan means, ambaj means lotus. With other hand, you were twirling the lotus. Ek hath mein lotus, kamal. And another hand was rested on that.
Vidyut kshipan makara kundala mandanarhya gandasthala unna samukham manimat kiritam dordanda shanda vivare harata parargya harena kandhara gatena cha kaustubena.
Vidyut kshipan outshining lighting. Now he is describing the ornaments he is wearing and his skin is reflecting that. How smooth and shiny the skin of Lord is, that is being described. Whatever he is wearing, it is reflecting, it is shining. And it is being compared with the vidyutchipana, outshining the lightning also. Makara kundala. Makara kundal mandan, decorated with a makar means alligator. We wear a lot of type of earrings, is it not so? Different shapes. So it is makar, either you can take it alligator, somewhere people take it as a fish. You can have an earring with a shape of alligator or a fish. Makara kundala mandanam arha, as it fits, gandasthala. Gandasthala means the cheek. Gandasthala cheek. Unnasamukham. Unnasamukham means, unnas means the region, district, nose. Unnasamukham. Mani mati karitam. Karitam means the crown. Crown has got a lot of gems. So he's wearing a crown with a lot of gems. Dodanda sanda vivare. Dodand in his two stout arms. Dodand means four hands. Dodand in four arms between harata parardha, charming, and great precious haren necklace is there. So in between four hands, he is wearing a necklace. How is that? That is very precious, parardha. Kandhar gatena, adoring the neck. Kandhar garena, cha kaustubhena. What is that? Which we know as a kaustubh mani. So he is wearing kaustubh mani. Beautiful, na? Mahavishnu description. So we stop here.
Yeah. We're talking about how devotee should not stop another devotee from entering the house of the Lord. But this, in ancient India, that was going on. Harijans were not allowed to enter.
Yeah, so it is going on. Even that
one. I believe in South India, where they're not allowing women to go. So is that wrong?
It's wrong. Because if Samatha should be there, the Atman in the Harijan is the same that Atman which Brahman has got.
Right.
It is all because, you see the...
Udupi Krishna temple?
You see, it is a... Varna Vyavastha, you have to understand. Lord has made Varna Vyavastha. System of caste. Casteism is wrong. We have made like that. Casteism is wrong. A Sudra can become Brahman. Our scripture says you can improve yourself. You can become Brahman.
Brahman can become
Sudra. Brahman can become a Sudra. But sooner or later, this Brahman class, those who were Sattvic, according to our Gita, it is predominant sattva guna if you have got, you are Brahman. You see, if you are born in a Brahman family, definitely you have done something good, thereby you got the Brahman family. We accept it, number one. Number two, we can improve ourselves. How can we improve ourselves? If you make your sattva guna more predominant, if you reduce your rajas and tamas, you can become. According to the Bhagavad Gita, all the professor and teachers are all Brahman. Pathan pathan, those you are doing. Do you think they all belong to the Brahman family? No, not necessarily. Who wrote the Constitution of India? Ambedkar. He was Sudra. See? But he was more than Brahman. Those who rebel in Brahman, do you think only the Brahman can get realization? No. Anybody can get realization. We have got many, many stories in our Bhagavatam and Puran where the lowest of the low has become realized. And recently in Bombay, near our ashram, he used to roll bidi. Nirsagdat Maharaj. It was in 1950s only. Realize. He attended only one satsang. And he was told, you are Brahman. That's all. Ho gaya kaam. So anybody can get realization. It's not necessary that only Brahman will get realization. Brahman, according to Bhagavad Gita, is then that person who has got more sattva. And each and every person can increase his sattva guna. We can increase. By effort, we can do that. What they are doing is wrong. Well, in certain period of a month when the women are not allowed to go in, that is okay. That is okay. That they can say, no, this is the purity, impurity thing. That is okay. But otherwise, telling people not to go in, you know, only Brahman can see, the Sudra cannot see the Lord. That is not correct. Caste system and casteism, these are two different things. Lord has made caste system based on guna, he will tell in fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But we have politicized it, made it casteism.
पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्।